This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column.
It's the news media, stupid. Playing golf or politics with people's lives, August 25th, 2016. The flood damage in Louisiana is considered one of the worst American natural disasters since Hurricane Sandy in 2012 and Hurricane Katrina in 2005. More than 40,000 homes have been seriously damaged or destroyed by the flooding, and thousands have been made homeless as of this writing. It's just getting worse. It also may be the worst example of politically motivated media bias since Katrina 2, and the timing is suspect. Katrina slammed nearby New Orleans 11 years ago this month. The Louisiana floods began on Friday, August 12th. By Thursday, August 18, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump flew to Baton Rouge to tour the flood-ravaged region and asked out loud the question no one in the news media wanted to ask. Why isn't President Obama in Louisiana showing support? Quote, Obama ought to get off the golf course and get down here, Trump said. President Obama was playing golf on a lengthy vacation at Martha's Vineyard, the exclusive getaway for the wealthiest and the most privileged. It's considered a heritage site for the country's wealthiest African Americans, too. Right away, the mainstream news media went into high gear, not asking why Obama hasn't responded, but rather defending Obama. They accused Trump of, quote, exploiting suffering for political advantage. You mean the kind of political exploiting we are used to every day, like when Hillary Clinton invited the Muslim parents of a Muslim soldier who lost his life fighting for America to speak at the Democratic convention? TV news showed flood victims criticizing Trump for coming to Louisiana, and no one was quoted criticizing Obama. Obama immediately scrambled between tees on the golf course to issue a lengthy statement that was immediately published by nearly every mainstream news media. It pointed out how he spoke with Governor John Bel Edwards when the floods began and how he authorized FEMA to provide assistance. Edwards scoffed at Trump for coming to the state, and he forcefully defended Obama. It's easy to be blinded by the news media's fog of bias here and think, yeah, why is Trump traveling to a disaster zone? While shrugging off the fact that Obama was enjoying 18 rounds of golf at one of the nation's most exclusive country clubs. The conservative CNS news website blasted the liberal media, arguing the mainstream news media is ignoring the flooding or treating it like any other typical flood disaster, quote, because there is no racism there. I think they make a great point. Ironically, the Louisiana disaster is close to New Orleans in Mississippi, where a similar media-driven event took place. But the president back then was a Republican, George W. Bush. Bush was on vacation at his ranch in Texas when Hurricane Katrina hit. He did the same things Obama is said to have done, called FEMA and Washington, D.C. officials to monitor and support the victims. Yet the media attacked Bush, asking the same question Trump asked of Obama. Why wasn't President Bush in New Orleans to show support? The difference was that the media criticized Bush the day of the disaster. They criticized Trump 10 days later. Bush was in New Orleans less than 2 days later on August 31st in New Orleans flying in a helicopter, even though the media howl and political attacks continued to increase. the vicious mainstream news media openly asserted Bush may be insensitive to the New Orleans victims because they were black. Of course, not all of the victims of Katrina were black, but making race the issue made it a better story. In the mainstream American news media, facts don't really matter. Favoritism does. Why not criticize Obama today? Why is Obama being given a pass? Why is race not an issue in this instance with a black president not responding fast enough to the desperate plight of homeowners, many of whom are white? The Louisiana disaster began on August 12. Wild accusations about race overshadowed the Katrina controversy. No one wants to ask about race in reacting to Louisiana. And where is Hillary Clinton? She doesn't play golf, but she is busy working with the Obama administration to blunt questions about her mishandling of State Department emails. Hillary supporters are pointing to media-driven polling that show her winning, much the way she and the DNC manipulated resources to push superdelegates to Hillary months early and to undermine the candidacy of her Democratic rival, Senator Bernie Sanders. There is no doubt in my mind that the national news media has staked out its favorites, and bias, not facts, are driving this year's presidential election. What's really amazing to me is how people have been so insensitive in responding to this perspective, defending Obama and denouncing Trump by claiming that the tragedy in Louisiana was nothing. They argue only 13 people died. It's not the same. They argue you can't compare Louisiana to Katrina's damage in New Orleans in 2005. Well, it's true. You can't compare the damage caused by Katrina in 2005 to any tragedy, but you can't compare the response or lack of response of our public leaders by focusing on comparing the depth of the two tragedies and noting the difference. They are distracting from the real issue. How do public officials respond to public tragedy? I think Obama's response was pathetic. I think Hillary's response was pathetic. I think Trump's response was decent, but I think the news media's response to all this is the real crime. It's the news media, stupid. The news media is the problem.
I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information: rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com, and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.